Now, in the same verse and the next one, we have mentioned, but the dung gate repaired Malchiah. Now, that's an important gate, but you don't say much about it. And by the way, the dung gate today is the way you get into the Wailing Wall at Jerusalem. But it was not that in that day. It obviously was around on the other side where it went into the valley of Gehenna. But that's where it is today. Now, the dung gate is where the filth is carried out. The garbage is taken out. Now, in our Christian lives, the garbage will accumulate. Paul says in 2 Corinthians 7:1, having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Paul dealt with this gate in the Christian life as much as any other. You and I need to recognize that we need to confess our sins. And to confess our sins means to get the garbage out. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.